theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, Quinn. It's Jonathan Button. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, my love. Hi, friends. Hope everyone's having a great day.
I'm sure everyone's having a grand day because it is a grand day. It's a great day. It's an amazing day. It's incredible. Why?
Sending all those positive vibes your way.
Because we're alive and we're living the best life we possibly can.
Very true.
True facts. We're just having a casual conversation. I was like, let's just finish this conversation on the podcast because I think it's important.
Yeah.
You know, we've been playing around with the podcast. The podcast has been like our little clay, you know? And
it's been so fun.
We're molding different things all the time and we're doing different experiments. I'm not sure if we should, you know, post every Saturday and Sunday. Do we only post on Sunday? And you mentioned that sometimes on holidays there's a drop.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge data nerd. I love analytics. Yeah. So I'm very data driven in a lot of ways, but that's also been, I would say we're going more counterintuitive towards a data driven strategy in general.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does inform us of when things are happening. And there are some surprising things that are going on with our statistics. Honestly, yeah. I'm like, where the heck did all these people come from? I think, you know, yeah, I mean, we could.
Shout out to our India friends.
Yeah, shout out to everyone in India listening to us. We love you guys.
We really appreciate you all.
We freaking love you guys. We want to hear about what you're doing out there. How's it going in India?
Google Life Out of the Box and you can message us there.
Honestly, we really want to hear from you and we can't wait to come visit your beautiful, amazing country.
But we're trying to figure out if we should post on holidays or, you know, it's all an experiment and maybe we just need to experiment more.
Yeah, I think the truth is rather than being data driven, I think I would like to just be, I would say experimentally data driven. So I would like to just do experiments to gather the tests. Maybe the data.
Maybe we should be more specific in how we're testing them, you know, like have a plan. That's an interesting
idea. So I certainly think, you know, who knows what the holidays mean. Look, not everyone is celebrating Christmas around the world. Like that's the truth. And we talk about that all the time, you know, like even though we're from the United States and obviously Thanksgiving and Christmas become like, you know, the holidays that everyone expects family to gather together. Right. We've been outside of the country during these holidays enough times to know, like literally if you're living in Nicaragua or Mexico, like Thanksgiving comes and goes and no one cares.
Right.
You know, like we were in Thailand, I think for Thanksgiving last year and it's just another day.
It was another great day. We were in the pool on the rooftop in Bangkok at our place.
I think we got chicken at some point that night. Like,
yummy chicken. Yeah. No, but we did make it memorable. No, we went to Indian food and we had a whole nice little buffet.
We had fun, but I think the key here is that, you know, just because we see in America, maybe people consuming content at a lower
rate,
pace,
right?
Our fans are not just in the United States. I'm very happy to say. So
maybe we should. Yeah, I mean, the other example would be New Year's. New Year's one, we always celebrate December 31st, transitioning to January 1st. New Year's in Asia was all about Chinese New Year's.
They have a different calendar, guys. Yeah, this is the thing that you learn. These are the amazing things that you learn as you travel. Is just because you grew up with a certain type of calendar with a certain type of expectations and holidays doesn't mean that everyone follows those same things, right? And I mean, it does blow my mind to think that there are parts of the world that use an entirely different calendar.
Definitely.
Right?
That's awesome.
Not let alone like different temperature with centigrade and Fahrenheit. Like that's pretty
obvious.
I love
the differences. But I really do.
Well, I do too because it's like it's not as standard as everyone thinks. Everyone
makes you think twice,
you know,
too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you are what is reality and the construct of all of that stuff. But especially when it comes to, you know, when people come together and when they don't and whatnot. So anyways, we're going to experiment with
one way that I remind myself, I always like saying this, remind myself of how I am not the normal is if we did have, and I just love this meaning, if we did have aliens come to planet Earth and they said, give us your average human being, it would be like a way shorter Chinese male that probably doesn't even speak English go up and represent the world.
The world.
Like that to me reminds me of like the bigger picture of everything.
That's such an interesting thought experiment. Yeah. It's like really will one make you humble.
Yeah.
And two, I mean, that's what I love about it. There are times where I love feeling small. Is mm-hmm. that weird?
No, I think that's what we seek out.
Yeah. I love the idea that just because I have my own experience doesn't mean that the whole world doesn't revolve around you. There's right. something really special about that.
I mean, wasn't that like Galileo who like was going against the church?
Where they thought that the earth was the center of the universe.
Yeah.
And the solar system.
Caused a century uproar of like arguments, because if you could prove that the earth is not the center of the universe, then how can you argue, you know, all the religion aspects of it? And it's like, you know what? The truth sets you free. And, you know, I am so appreciative that that was represented.
Yeah.
And, you know, the religion had to adapt a little bit and understand that it could be a little bit bigger in a different way. But you know what? As we're like looking at our experience on planet Earth, you got to look at the honest reality. And the honest reality is I am very far from the average human being, and so are you. You're even further, you know?
I know. And I think that's okay. It's okay to embrace that. Absolutely. Embrace your uniqueness, but also realize that
it's so strange.
I like the idea of, you know, the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off.
Yes.
Too. You know, sometimes it does kind of piss you off.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's no, it's truth can be painful to say the least, but you know what? Push through it, and I'm very confident by at least you understanding the honest reality, it will help you grow.
I agree.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Beautiful. Well, that was a weird intro. I mean, in all honesty, we weren't going into a different topic to discuss.
But what we're going to actually talk about today, and we kind of brought that all in because we are thinking about, you know, the progress of our own podcast. Yeah. We're able to really like dive in and create and think about
exactly
what we want to talk about and put out there in the world.
Nice transition, honey.
Thank you. But we actually came upon an interesting opportunity /
Quinn did. Yeah. And she presented it to me.
I did. So basically what's going on is Audible. Amazon's Audible, which mm-hmm. is basically a platform for digital, for audiobooks.
Audiobooks primarily is their initial
enter
the market.
Yeah. And we've talked several times here about
Amazon's
moves into the podcast world, right? And what they're doing when it comes to their Amazon Music and Twitch, mm-hmm. those different things, and how podcasts might become a certain part of that.
Yeah.
But we've also kind of briefly touched on Audible. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is I think it was like a couple years ago where you and I were like, we were really diving into, you know, audiobooks, and we just thought, you know, some of these are good, some of these aren't so good, you know, mm-hmm. just based on like who's reading it. And then all of a sudden, like we always thought, well, why doesn't this platform get innovated on? It seems like there should be, you could have multiple voices, you could have, you know, there's something else.
Audio
there.
Audio sounds integrated to really better tell the story.
Yeah, make a more immersive experience into the story.
It was so plain, you know, and sometimes some of these readers, I appreciate them all, but sometimes they can be a bit monotone.
Yes.
And it's just so simple. And as we've listened to the progression of audiobooks, there's sometimes the same reader and he'll impersonate the different individuals, just giving a slight different tone. But now it's been beautifully done.
Yeah.
With, I'd say, podcasting kind of led the way to this.
And I'll go out there and just say one individual in particular kind of showed John and I both, I mean, we just said, this is it. This is what we were talking about a couple years ago, right here. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Gladwell.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love Malcolm Gladwell. Yep. He's an amazing
author. We
saw him
at South by Southwest.
Oh, he's so cool, man. I just love that guy.
Cool dude.
He's such a good author. Some of my favorite books are all written by him. Yeah. And, you know, he's really an investigative journalist, but he's just the most fascinating and amazing storyteller. And he started his own podcast called Revisionist History. And when he started a podcast,
and that was a transition from books.
It was. Yeah. He was doing podcasting. Books and
top selling books. Too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he really, to me, made that when he made that podcast, I just thought, wow, this is going to be a game changer. If Malcolm Gladwell's doing like a narrative scripted podcast, this is like mini versions of a book.
Right.
You know,
and they were, chapters, I'd say is the best way. And they were exploratory journeys through audio.
Yes.
So if he was looking into something specific, he would go to the library and talk to the librarian and record all of it. And then, you know, they have the audio clip of her being, oh, here it is. And he's like, oh, wow. Oh, on page 179. And he's like, and then it cuts into him describing the visual of what that image is in that book. You know, like it's just so well put together.
Yeah. Honestly, his new book, Talking with Strangers.
Yeah.
That was like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then he converted the podcast style to the audio
book. To his new book,
to an audio book, right?
But what's interesting is the podcast gave him the inspiration to do so also, when you're writing a book, you're not always recording. A lot of times you are recording, you're interviewing, especially if it requires interviews, so you're not misquoting and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he, instead of just recording on, you know, something random, he actually hooked it all up, so he was saving every single audio clip, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, what's going on with Audible? And Malcolm Gladwell is a part of the selection team for Audible for this, you know, like competition. I wouldn't say it's competition, but it's basically a call to action for anyone who is interested in creating a new narrative podcast.
New narrative podcast.
For which Audible. Means,
what's the narrative?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just say this.
Yeah.
This is the description on their website, and we'll definitely be sure to put the link in the description here. But, you know, basically they want to share your story. So share your inventive, immersive, and wholly original idea. We're looking for exclusive podcasts with episodic format. Mm-hmm. So basically it has to be, you know, episodes and a narrative arc. So beginning, middle, and end, although not necessarily in that order.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're seeking a diversity, not only of genres from scripted and fiction, comedy to drama, documentary, and investigative journalism.
Yeah.
But also of perspectives, cultures, regions, and identities.
Right.
So they're really looking more for story-based, narrative, scripted, planned podcast episodes, which makes sense in terms of Audible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Audible, you're mostly listening to books.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're wanting some sort of like a narrative going on.
Yeah.
So they're not looking for interview or conversational podcasts.
Not conversational is what
so,
I picked up.
I think that...
It was it's very intriguing.
It's intriguing. So you could submit it. Basically, the idea is that you submit it. You record a 3-minute, you know, clip of like a preview of maybe what you would actually put out there. You don't have to actually record any of the episodes. If, you know, the selection team of Audible, after all submissions are taken in.
And we don't even know how many they're going to give thumbs up to.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I haven't specified.
No, they didn't specify it at all. You get $10,000.
This is Amazon money, though.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You get $10,000. I mean, they're really doing it. They're basically looking for the next generation of storytellers, right? So obviously, they could either go the route, and they are kind of in that way. They're going after Wonderly, which is a production company that makes really amazing narrative story podcast shows, lots of them, and does it with different voices and actors.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that. But they're wanting to unearth new talent, basically, I think.
That's well said,
And wanting to do it, it's only in English, so I guess we're lucky in that respect. And if
Very true.
Do get selected, you get $10,000 in commission.
But more importantly, my humble opinion.
Way more importantly is that you actually get the team from Audible to actually make your vision into reality.
Yeah, like help guide you.
Guide you with production, with like really pushing it out there.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's very, very valuable.
Hugely.
I'd like to explain a little bit more of like what they're looking for, because it's very different from what we're currently doing. What we're currently doing is all about conversations. And honestly, it's kind of been quite broad, but I don't think it's to a flaw. I think it's very authentic and honest. But what they're looking for is more of the scripted type of podcast.
Yeah, so very different
format. Very story type. And like you mentioned, they're going after Wonderly. And Wonderly, I'll never forget the first time I listened to the Wonderly episode when we were in Thailand.
Yeah.
And it took what Malcolm Gladwell was doing, where he was integrating all these extra audio sounds, to the next level, but it was all fictional story.
Yeah.
But the way that they integrated, you know, every single sound effect from a plane, you know, they're talking and they're saying, we're on the jet right now and there's a thunderstorm outside, and then the phone rings, but like the layers that went into that, and then the panic and the feeling. Oh my gosh, it was like so visual, though it was only audio, and I'm closing my eyes and I'm watching a movie that I'm addicted to.
Yeah.
And they're looking for something like that. And that's not our forte, but it's also something that I'm excited to kind of try out or embrace.
Yeah, well, I think that it's also important to know, like, that's Wonderly, and they do mostly fictional. I think that there might be a couple of true crime, but for the most part, it's fictional.
Yeah,
that they're looking for fictional for sure, but they're also looking for documentaries. They're looking for business programs. They're looking for something where you've got X amount. Say you've got like you're basically creating a series, right? They're asking new people to come up with a concept for a show. Just think of it as like Netflix is doing a random call for to like put together a show. Like, what kind of show do you want to do you actually want to put together?
Right.
What they kind just of show don't do want, you and I want to put together?
They just don't want you to put together the Dave Letterman interview show.
It's already been done.
Yeah, they don't want you to put together, well, any like comedy conversation. It's something that's scripted, outlined, and planned out. Maybe that's the only boundary.
Well, perhaps. I think that that's an important part of it because, I mean, in order for them to really help you, you have to have an idea of
what
your vision
is. They're not betting on your talent. They're betting on your idea.
Yeah.
And your idea, therefore, must be organized and put together
to
some degree.
If I'm completely honest, I think, you know, if your show is a hit and you only got paid $10,000 and it was all pushed out by Amazon Audible, there really is a potential that you could be actually losing out on a lot more money. But the truth is they're taking a risk on you. You're taking a risk on putting something together and putting something new out there.
Yeah.
So for us, I think this is just kind of a fun, interesting challenge. I mean, I have no expectations of whether or not we're going to actually do this.
Yeah.
Submit an application. I think we should at least submit one. Well, but there's no expectations of, we're not putting all of our heart and soul into this one opportunity. I just think that it's could be an interesting way for you and I to get out of our own little comfort zone and create something interesting.
Well, I think let's first be honest. You sent me this in an email. I looked at it and I said, you know, why don't we just put ourselves out there and just talk with our friends as we're figuring it out in our head about like, should we do this? Is this something that connects with us? And let's just like see what we think about it. And then if any of our friends, like what are their thoughts on it? Do they think that we should put ourselves out there and then try it out. And if they like our ideas, because we are going to talk a little bit about some ideas because it has to be something different. And the last thing that I want to emphasize is it was kind of scary to admit, like saying like, yeah, let's go have a conversation with our friends on something that is like way putting ourselves out there as a competition where, you know, we don't even know. And it's so out of my realm. I mean, I've never been a fictional documentary writer or
you
outline.
I think you need to get the fictional part out of your head. Yeah. It does not need to be fictional. Okay. Yeah, it is. It could be real life. It could be a documentary about something. It could be investigative journalism.
Yeah.
But it has to be in a clear cut episodic format.
I'm excited, and I have an idea, and I'm excited to hear your idea too. And who knows what's going to happen?
Well, I think I'm looking for more so from our friends, not that yes or no we should do it, because I think we're going to do it regardless. I'm looking for more of like where. What do you guys, if we did do a narrative scripted podcast, what would you want us to talk about? What would that be? What are you most interested in? I could probably tell by analyzing some of the data, which is very limited in the podcasting world, but I can probably gather some.
Yeah.
I know that I can. I've been tracking it, but I think I would rather hear qualitatively from individuals saying, hey, I think this would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to pitch a couple ideas together.
Yeah.
And
I have one,
we'll see what happens.
I'm so nervous to even say it, but I don't
really
care. Because it's, you know, it's my little brain.
Oh,
you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. Well, I'm just looking at what is the current situation, where we're at, and what could we do? And I think one kind of weird, interesting fact about our life right now is we're living on the island of Treasure. We freaking live on an island called Treasure Island.
Yeah.
And it's so weird and so random. How did the name Treasure Island come to be? What, I mean, is there really treasure on this island? All these like weird, strange questions that come about. You know, there's a theme to this place where it's all about like pirates. You know, if you walk around, like just right down the road from us, there's a pirate ship that usually takes a lot of tourists out into the ocean and makes you feel like you're a pirate. I'm sure they dress up in normal circumstances. They have a whole fair experience where everyone dresses up as pirates and acts like a pirate and I'm sure drinks a lot of booze and has a blast. I'm really curious about the historical coming of Treasure Island. And I looked it up a little bit. And so I did look it up. I don't want to give too much away, but to me, it is an interesting story. You can, I mean, it goes all the way from like when Native Americans lived here.
Wow.
And then when it was purchased by another individual, I don't want to give too much away, but it was purchased for $1.25 per acre, which is like so crazy. But then the idea of like, there were pirates that ended up coming here, and that was a valid part of the naming of Treasure Island. And I'm curious about it. If we're going to do something investigative and like document-like, this could be something that would allow us to go to, you know, the local Treasure Island Library, which you're a member of.
I am, yeah.
And you can go and look in the archives and find, you know, some more historical meaning behind it. Who knows where it could lead? See, that's where it kind of gets a little bit difficult for me, because it's like, it's got to be a little bit scripted. It's got to have a solid outline to it. But at the same time, you and I both love the exploration as it's unfolding. So like, yes. When I did it was a fun episode, but it was a lot of work, but the Quinn ancestry, you know, adventure of finding out if Quinn's related to the other Vandenberg host on Love Island.
Yeah.
And trying to like put all that together, that was really fun. And I appreciated as it was unfolding, I was kind of like, you know, allowing it to drive my next step. And I really appreciated presenting it to you in a form where you were completely unaware of what it was, and I'm presenting it to you. And so we're capturing your moment of insight, you know, like in real time.
Yeah.
I don't know how this would work with the Audible one, but I think that something like that would be really fun and interesting. But the problem that I have with it is because I don't know the specific ending point, I don't know how the story's going to end exactly. Yeah. I could see that could be a concern.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, well, what's the ending? And you're like, well, that's the point, is we're going to go figure it
out.
You
know,
and I don't think they like that. I think they want some more specific. But that's, if I had to do a story that, it's not fiction, but it is, you know, it's a story format that's scripted, that would probably be the direction I'd choose
to go interesting. In. I like that idea, actually. I could see, well, the nice thing about the application is it just says, how many episodes do you think?
Right.
You know, it does kind of give you some leeway. And I think with the help of the team from Audible, you know, we can really kind of put together like a production storyline, which we don't have to necessarily have right off the bat. And with the Treasure Island, I mean, I just think it would be really interesting.
I think it's interesting.
One of the first conversations we ever had when we were looking for apartments was with that woman who basically said we knew that hurricane season, we were in the heart of hurricane season, and there was supposed to be one that weekend. And she just told us, oh, don't worry. Basically, hurricanes don't hit this area because it's been blessed by Native Americans. And she told us this whole story, and we were just like, yo, wait, what?
And then all of a sudden we're hit by a hurricane pretty hard.
Yeah, we were. So I think it would be really interesting. I like that idea.
That's mine. What's your idea? I want to hear yours.
Well, I had a couple of ideas.
Throw me your best one.
Well, I think one pretty obvious one.
I thought about this too, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Would be our story of creating life out of the box.
It is an amazing
story.
In
Central America and Africa.
I'm very proud of it. I'm very, very proud of it.
I mean, we've got so much audio, because they specifically say, like, why are you the one to tell this story?
That's a very valid point.
And they ask, what type of resources do you have that others don't have access to? Yeah. And I mean, it's our own story, and we have so much video, we have so many photos, we've
so many audio clips that we could integrate.
A lot of audio clips.
We're narrating it, or however we want to piece that together.
Yeah,
that to me would be the strongest point of using that.
I agree. Well, and I think it wouldn't be necessarily a story about us. I mean, it would be fine if we didn't. I mean, I think it would be interesting if it was like, the people who in the story are the ones who are narrating it and talking about it. But I want it to be more, not so focused on us and what we did, but you remember the Banana Republic mm-hmm. book that we had. It was one
this
of my favorite.
The founders of Banana Republic and their journey of creating that brand,
Banana Republic,
which is a very fascinating story.
Like they basically tell the whole story like pre Gap acquisition.
Yeah.
And to me, it was one of the most fun books to read because it's very rare that I actually get to read or learn about a company that was founded by
a couple.
And so they were their husband and wife, and they were doing it, and they were, you know, going through. I mean, it's fascinating.
Amazing, yeah.
So I would really probably pitch it more so like, you know, how to make it in a different country, you know, like how, like kind of, you know, like how to make it in America,
right.
You know, that HBO show I loved. It was about entrepreneurship, the hustle in America and New York City. I would probably pitch it more about like, here's an entrepreneurial story of someone of two young Americans trying to create a social venture that makes a significant impact. And you can't even make this shit up. Like you can't, I mean, it's a really crazy story.
Yeah.
The one thing that we've been advised to do by multiple mentors and professors and colleagues is, you know, whenever you guys get the time, you guys should really put together your book because there's a lot of lessons that there are a lot of principles and things that you understand from your own education, but there's even more in there, nuggets of experience, exploration, and like stories that people can actually hold on to.
Right.
So it would be interesting to try to figure out if we could do that.
So I'd like to add, because you kind of alluded to it, and I don't know if it was with intention or not, but you did for a minute take us away from the story. Like it doesn't necessarily have to be us. It's a couple, you know, like, and there's a bigger reason why we're sharing this story. So to me, I'm starting to think, and my problem with my pitch was I felt like it was too, because it's so exploratory, there is no final conclusion. Maybe the best route to really piece this together is not doing it, which is to our core who we are, nonfiction, but more so doing it like based on a true story.
Yeah.
And to me, this is the other thing, we both really, really enjoyed an audiobook in the last, like, what was it, a week or two weeks ago?
Yeah.
Origins by Dan Brown, the
same
author of The Da Vinci Code.
Yes.
Excellent book. The Origins was amazing.
It's Origin.
Origin, sorry. Yeah. Origin. And it is not a true story at all, but he integrates so beautifully real locations and real facts into it to put together this kind of fictional story in a weird way.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that we have to go like that extreme where like we're creating like new characters or, you know, we're making it into something that's not, but even if we just simply take it one step outside of the nonfiction category to, you know, based on a true story.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of movies where you're watching, you're like, is this real?
Yeah.
Like, did this really happen?
Well, yeah.
Like, I gotta look it up.
The Crown, it gets
exactly,
confusing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think with what Dan Brown does, that's so, so flipping genius, is he really gets the whole conspiracy world of stories going with his book, because with all of his books, because what he does is it's historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's talking about certain symbols, or he's talking about specific literature, or he's talking about architecture, or he's talking about art, the details of those things are factual.
So fact, yeah.
So he's almost giving you like an art history lesson, you know?
And even with The Crown, a lot of the, like the scenes that they're recreating that are in front of the public eye, like when they're being interviewed by the press, those are literal quotes.
Yeah.
But the conversations that happen in the back room,
that's made up.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But that might be the best way that we could actually come up with like an outline or a script for this call to action. I like how you called it that.
Yeah. I think the call to action does get us out of our comfort zone. And I wouldn't say this is a comfort zone. I mean, every day when we come on the podcast, I'm always a little bit like, oh, I don't know what we're going to talk about,
you know? Yeah.
But I think this definitely shifts us into a different gear of trying to figure out if we were to actually create a show, what would we want to do? And here's the other thought, and this is kind of a half-baked thought. So,
I like half-baked,
you know, please
thoughts.
Go on and jump in at any time.
Yeah, let's build on it.
When I think about a show that I would be super intrigued and having a lot of fun, fascinated by,
right?
I mean, for sure, it's it has to do with travel. It has to do with different cultures.
Definitely.
Right. And so I don't know of very many podcast episodes or podcast shows where they really dive in to a specific location in a place I've never been.
Okay.
Right. So I would like to like feel like I'm right there. Like, okay, like, you know, when we did the K-pop episode, right? Go to Seoul. Boom.
Wow.
Plant me into Seoul. Now, what do I need? I'm in Seoul now. Where, like, and I want to put everyone there. Right.
So it'd be an episode is one location.
It could be. You know, us diving in. I mean, the one part of the world that we know probably better than anything else is
besides the USA.
Besides the USA is Central America.
Definitely.
But we could definitely do even America if we really wanted to. We could do Oklahoma. There's a lot of really great things
But we could do anywhere because it's a podcast. So.
But there's got to be, to me, I think there's got to be one underlying thing that that connects all these different cultures together. But I think
that's cool.
When I read what they're asking, they're really wanting new perspectives about different cultures, about different regions.
Right.
And yeah, I see some of the samples and it's like, okay, well, here's what life is like in Harlem. I don't know if I really get, I mean, Harlem, okay, yeah, I don't really know too much about it. It's not
something that we can talk of experience or anything like that.
Know? And so I think for us, if we weren't living in the world of COVID, it would be really fun to do something about like Bangkok. There's a
way even in the world of COVID that we can do it based on the content we already have prior. True. Or there's different ways of doing it moving forward too. Even if we haven't been there might be different.
Very true. Know.
So that's a good one. I think that this is an exciting topic. We'll keep you all informed as we continue to develop our thoughts into this.
Honestly, I think
all it is a 3-minute submission, audio submission.
Well, I think
we gotta go for it.
Jonathan and I have to do the work of really narrowing it down. What do we really want to do? And I think it would be really fun to do another episode and share with our friends.
We will.
Maybe a couple of pitches that we're considering.
Hold it to us, everyone.
Yeah.
Hold it to us.
No, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, I love writing.
Be our ideal self. Gotta go for it.
We
appreciate you all.
There it is. Thanks, we'll keep you updated.
Hope you all have a great day. Thanks again for the support and all the love. Talk to you later.
Bye.